Now, there are a number of ways that children can take classical music lessons and participate in classical music. One of those programs is the String Coalition, which is a partnership between the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra and the University of Arkansas Community Music School. Now, they've just hired on some new instructors, including Michael Montgomery, a bassist. So Michael Montgomery, along with Holly Smarto, a current instructor of the String Coalition, came by the KUAF studios to tell us exactly what the String Coalition is.
You would see maybe a very large orchestra of about 30 kids of various levels all playing together. Reminds me of a homeschool kind of philosophy where older kids learn with younger kids. We do have that big groups, and then we split into smaller groups and do it more by not by age, but more by experience and how far along they are in their education, because some students start at age 4, some students start at age 14. We don't care. It's never too late to learn how to play. So we take them apart. We might do a string quartet. We touch on music theory as often as we can with the limited time on a school night. We have to be careful about how much we try to put in there, but we also touch on music theory at least a few times a month. What else? We do performances. We give them opportunities to perform recitals, solo recitals as well as ensemble recitals. They have a lot of fun together. They laugh. They get snacks in the middle. We usually switch classes in between, and they get snacks.
And where do you guys meet?
At Central United Methodist Church on Dixon in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. They've been so gracious to let us use their space. It's a wonderful church. So
okay, now back to Michael and teaching. I mean, how young do you teach people to play bass, and what do you do with? I mean, the bass is. I mean, physically. People, most kids couldn't start on a full size bass until they were full grown almost. But tell me a little bit about how you approach teaching kids how to play bass and when they start, that kind of thing.
For me, I've started 5 or 6, and so they're fractional size instruments. What we play as adults can be 3/4. That's kind of standard. 4/4 or 5/4. Is a larger body, not necessarily a larger string length. So if we convert, which I've done half dozen times now, a 4/4 size cello, full size cello, we put machines and put strings on, we get the same string length as a 1/10 size bass. And that works for a 5, 6, 7 year old. So I've got several like that. And then I have quarter size. I've talked to other groups into buying instruments, and I bought a lot myself, about a dozen little basses. So I've got 1/4, 1/8, the 1/10 I was just talking about, and 2 half-size. So half-size might work for, say, a 6th grader, 7th grader, when they start in the string programs. And it's one thing that is exciting kind of about the String Coalition is there's a lot of things happening in strings. I was just with Jesse Collette yesterday. He teaches at the high school in Bentonville. And he thinks now in Bentonville they've grown to over 500 students just in that city. String students in the school programs, 6th through 12th grade. In Rogers, I know they have several hundred. They have 4 teachers in each of those cities. One of the teachers coming on board with String Coalition this year is Stevie Sanvin, who's starting a program in Fayetteville. So that's probably going to grow up kind of quick. So those things are probably fairly structured. There's in String Coalition, I think, a flexibility that gives them a chance, and this is what I'm looking forward to. I know already they have a chance to play chamber music together. I'm looking to do ensembles of basses of different ages and sizes, and of course age or level appropriate ensembles, but then to get them into the other groups and kind of forming groups around what are the needs. This is something I think either Holly or Judy said to me, what are the needs of the students, putting them together. So to not diverge too much, I myself have not started students younger than 5 or 6, and I don't know how comfortable. I've tried a couple on violin, and I'm a little comfortable with that. But for bass, the lower end has been about 5 years old for me, I think. Yeah.
And let's just talk a little bit about music education and what that does for kids a little bit.
Ooh. Again, how much time do you
yeah,
have?
Yeah, I was going to say, oh my.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's part of the Suzuki philosophy, of course, that you build what you do in music and building the discipline and the nurturing, the interaction of the family, the child feeling good about themselves, that's all part of life and developing a person. So, I mean, it's endless, and it's probably your perspective more than anything. If you're a cup is half full person, you're going to think that music can do everything for a person.
And how often does the String Coalition meet, and how do people get involved?
Once a week on Thursday evening from 5:30 to 7:30. Actually, I'll give you an email address. They can email info@arkansasphilharmonic.org. And the Arkansas Philharmonic has a wonderful website if you're interested in going to concerts, which, by the way, I always think if you want to grow a football player, you take them to see the Razorbacks. This is why we want the Arkansas Philharmonic to continue and give great music to children and to families who can afford these tickets, because if our students witness and experience live classical music, their ability and their desire to play is far greater. So if you have a music student out there and you're listening, take them to a concert. It will help. They'll love it, and it'll motivate them.
Let me say, too, about Arkansas Philharmonic, the struggle right now is the recession, and the first thing that gets cut probably is arts. So it's difficult to have an institution of any kind in the arts, especially a symphony. And along those lines, there's going to be an evening to help raise some money and have a lot of fun. And I hope I have the date right, September 22. At Rolando's, it's a nice restaurant. There's going to be some music, light background music, classical first, and I think dance music later. Salsa, right? Is it Calle Sol that's playing?
Yeah, Calle Sol, yes.
So 7 to 10 is the event, and can you find out about it on the website also?
Yes, go to our website and email us if you'd be interested in having some fun with us. String quartet and salsa. Doesn't that sound great?
Oh, yeah. I hope my wife doesn't make me dance.
Well, thanks so much, guys. Exciting to talk about what's going on with the String Coalition and APO and everything else.
And thank you. Thank you for having us. It's a lot of fun. And you're a good host.
She's wonderful. Thank you.